When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What a great time to be a Giant, be a fan of the Giants. So happy and proud of the defense and the way we played in Minnesota. The two fourth quarter stops at the end of the game. It was just great to see, and it's, you know, I tell you guys all the time about how much I care about these guys and how close they are and selfless they are. And you saw that Sunday in that game with all those players. Whatever they had to do to win the game, and that's what they did. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
When can you guys shut down Jefferson? Can you shut down Smith and Brown?
That's tough. You know, the more there are, the tougher it is. I think they got six. They got six Pro Bowlers on the offense and probably three snubs. It's a talented group we're getting ready to face, and it's going to be a challenge for us.
What changed from that first meeting against the Vikings, where Jefferson was kind of able to get off a little bit? What changed in the rematch there, where you were summed down?
I think that's a few things. I think that it's, you know, we came at full strength finally, and it was a total team effort. To be able to do that and play some different coverages, to try to take him away, and the way the guys rushed up front, and, you know, what you can't forget is what the other guys are doing when you're doubling a receiver or you're moving coverage over the top of them. The other guys are winning their one-on-one situations as well. You know, Fabe had a great game the entire time, and you saw Flott come in and have the big pass breakup on third down. I'm just so proud of them, because the work and concentration and execution and studying and, you know, all the things that they have done is paid off for them. And, you know, that's rookie or, you know, a veteran that hasn't played in a playoff game yet, like Leo. I mean, I thought he played lights out. You know, the guys up front played lights out. Obviously, Dex, you saw what he did. He took the game over in that last series of the fourth quarter. And when you have guys playing like that, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Wink, you didn't complain when all these guys were hurt. You didn't like it, but you just kept going. But in the first game against the Eagles, there was no McKinney, there was no Fedori, and there was no Leo. Do you think the Eagles have really seen what this defense is all about yet?
I didn't complain to you. My wife, on the other hand, Laura, she heard some complaints. No, we'll wait and see, you know, with how they view us. I'm worried about how we view ourselves and going to win this game. You know, it's in the long run now, at the end of it, going in, you know, being in the playoffs, what it's done is help prepare our younger guys, you know, like Dane coming in the game. Didn't flinch. And played three different spots that, you know, because I told you it's positionless defense. He's, you know, a credit to him and the way he studies the game. And he studies our package and their package. And he executed flawlessly. And, you know, credit to Rome and Mike, the way that he has all those guys prepared.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano. And we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
How much can you do differently, add to it? I mean, like, Drip McKinney talked about being dropped into the box in the second half there more. And, like, how much more flexibility as a coordinator does it give you to have him and Odori specifically back?
I mean, the more players you have, the better it is. And you can be flexible that way. And, you know, that was an adjustment that we made, you know, as part of our counterpunch there at the end with, putting X. You know, that's somebody I didn't bring up. He played fantastic. I mean, he ran the post route for Justin Jefferson on that long ball that you guys were all telling me was offensive pass interference, but I can't comment on it.
How did Flott end up in that spot late in the game? Was that intentional or was that?
Fabe needed a blow, you know, so.
He was in that spot.
Yeah, so he would, you know, he just went right out on the field. I mean, there was no hesitation, no nothing. It was just because they've been rotating before, and they'll still rotate in this game. I mean, Flott's come a long way, and I'm really happy to see it.
Did he gain a lot from your regular season finale when he was out there battling with AJ Brown? Essentially,
I mean, I think that any experience people gain, and you'd have to ask him that probably, but I just know that he's playing good football for us.
Wait, you go for a quarterback who was really a pocket quarterback.
Right.
So this week you've got the guy who's got wheels.
Yeah.
How much different is it and how much more of a challenge is it to stop Hurst?
I mean, he can, you know, everybody's saying he's having an MVP season, and I agree, because he can beat you with his legs. He can beat you just being a drop-back quarterback. He can beat you with a sore shoulder. You know, I mean, he can beat you a lot of different ways, and that's a great challenge because, you know, there's a few – you know, just a few quarterbacks that can do it that way. And, you know, you can have him dead to rights back there in a pocket, and he's a magician. He'll get out of it. And I I'm not happy for the guy right now because I'm preparing for him, but you can see the work that he put in the past offseason and where he's at today is, to me, is two completely different quarterbacks. And, out of respect to the game, you respect that you can see the hard work that he put in. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game, bro.
What about from week 18 just till now? How much of a different quarterback do you expect? Because they look like they were obviously using him differently in that game.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, he's off the injury report, so I'm expecting Jalen Hurts, the MVP candidate. And I think if you expect anything less, you're kidding yourself because, you know, the guy's definitely a competitor.
How did you approach that week 18 game? Because obviously you're playing to win, but you didn't have your full personnel. Did you hold anything back? Or, did you have to do things differently, or did you just call it the way you're calling
it? We were trying to win the game.
No, but I'm saying, like, schematically, did you call it the same way you called it if Adore and Zay and all those guys were out there?
Maybe. You know, it's one of those things that gets into the, you know, punch and counterpunch. You know, just same thing we gave the Vikings was a counterpunch. Something that they weren't, you know, ready for. And so I think you do the same thing when you play an opponent. And now this is the third time we played them. So we know them. They know us. It's going to be a fun football game.
Wink, how impressed were you with the Dory Jackson to be away for 7 weeks to
jump back into the fold against Cross, Justin Jefferson is no easy task.
Right. Well, you know, he shadowed him the whole game. And, you know, that's the beginning of the team effort, you know, besides, you know, the rush and the other guys holding up and everything else. I'm happy for the player. The same reason what I told you all before, and maybe you weren't here, is, you know, I'm happy for the person because he's worked his tail off. It's fun seeing him smile out on the field again, and he's a number one corner. So it was huge for him to come back. It was a big reason. It builds confidence in your entire defense and your coordinator, you know, when you have him out on the field. And I was really happy for him.
Wait, this is something that kind of predates your arrival here, but why has Boston Scott been able to basically be a Hall of Famer against the Giants?
Well, it predates my time here, I can't answer that. You know, I mean, he's a good running back. They got a stable of good running backs, you know. So, you know, I can't answer it.
Well, he scored against you guys.
I know just because he scored. I don't think he's a giant killer.
There's a report, obviously, you're going to be interviewed for a coach. Just talk about what it would mean to you to be a head coach in this league.
Well, it's one of those things. It's an honor, you know, when they put a slip in, because I think it's harder to get a head coaching job in this league than being in the Senate. And I'm not going to give you coach speak. All right, it's an honor, but we're not interviewing this week. You know, when I came here as a Giant, it wasn't it wasn't a stepping stone for me. It was a destination, and I love it here in New York. I love the city. I think it's the greatest city in the world. I think it's greatest fans in the world, and you know. The ownership, Maris and Tisha's, have been great to my family. And, you know, honestly, been locked in on Philly. We're not interviewing this week. And, you know, I think that when the time comes, if there's still time, you know, when we can do it, I'd love to sit down and talk with them. Because that's the same thing I did 3 years ago. And that's how I met Mr. Mara the first time and sat down with him. And after that time on, I felt like he was a mentor and a friend. And, you know, you're talking about one of the titans of the league, and you're working here, you know, you're working in the, like I said, the greatest city and the greatest place in the world. It's not a slam dunk anywhere. It's, you know, you just weigh your options and make a decision.
Last one, what did you think of the roughing the passer calling those
texts? It don't matter what I think, Pat. it doesn't matter. I mean, I had text, just, I'm sure you all had text after that game, and, I mean, they weren't very complimentary of the call of the text of all my buddies that are, you know, that were watching the game, you know, coaches and stuff like that. So it happens. It's a bang, bang play. You know, the thing that I was proud of is that we just played the next play, like I talked to you guys about before. And we weren't going to let that affect us. And, you know, I think it made Dex rush harder.
Did they explain to you that it's for hitting his face or for falling on him or for
they didn't explain him? Anything to me. They talked to Brian about that. I just, because, you know, I got to go the next call. So I don't, like I said, Mr. Goodell's never stopped a game today. Hold on, Wink's pissed. He wants to talk to the officials about something. You know, they're getting ready to go the next play. So.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.